Stop that. Dude. Frankie, I mean it. Leave the toaster alone, please.
It's not toasting fast enough.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't. The numbers on the dial are supposed to be minutes.
I thought it was level of toastedness.
I mean, technically, yes. The level of toastedness is 5 minutes.
And it's not 5 minutes?
It's 4 minutes and 38 seconds.
What is wrong with you?
I take my toast very seriously.
I swear, I really will leave you here.
You would miss me too much. Ben, would you like me to toast that piece of bread for you?
No, thanks. I like plain bread.
Sacrilege.
You aren't supposed to be using your powers outside of campus.
Why? Our beautiful, unsuspecting host is with our fearless leader and is totally platonic. No, seriously, Frankie, stop asking me. X. She won't see me.
Beautiful, huh?
Sadie is right. You should be careful.
I thought Connecticut was supposed to be safer.
You weren't the one that got kidnapped.
Any memories yet?
No. No, still nothing. It's like blocks of time are just gone, like it didn't happen. But I know it did. I feel crazy.
You're not crazy. Maybe it's just temporary amnesia. Like, your brain is processing, and so it just shut down until you can remember it.
Maybe.
How long do you think we're camping out here?
I mean, I don't know, Frankie, but I'm sure it won't be too long.
Long enough for me to have a shot with Caitlin?
I should have known.
It's just, I know I've only known her for like half an hour, but she's cool and confident and smart, not to mention crazy hot. Come on, Ben, back me up.
I didn't really notice.
I don't know. There's just something there, you know? Something that hasn't been there with anyone else. Oh, hey, you okay?
Are you getting the shakes again?
No. It was just a chill. I feel jumpy.
Like a ghost is gonna pop out of the corner?
Or like an elephant is sitting on my chest?
Ah, anxiety. I'm familiar.
You? Anxious?
Why do you think I always have so much energy? Wanna fuck up a toaster?
Yeah. All right.
No! You two, please, stop! This isn't our space! Frankie, it's bad enough you act like you live at our apartment. Don't even start—
Hot.
Please,
hot.
Pal!
Where? Sadie just said this isn't our space!
What's going on up here?
The bread! Light the bread!
Good idea!
The whole loaf?
Toast for weeks!
Did you just burn all of my bread?
So, Frankie's a pyro. I don't know where he got the matches, though.
Yeah, I totally love fire. It's very romantic.
But you didn't set
Shut up,
fire.
Ben.
It's cool, guys. We just told her.
About what? That I'm a pyro? If that's a deal breaker, then I didn't have anything to do with the fire or the fact that your toaster is working now. Maybe a little too well, if I'm being honest.
No. They told me about atypicals.
Oh. Well, welcome to the club.
From Luminary and Atypical Artists, you're listening to The College Tapes. This is episode 12, In Solus Lunae, by Megan Fitzmartin.
Hey folks, Lauren Shippen here with another audio drama recommendation for you. Today I want to talk about The Last City. In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geo-engineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
You seem pretty calm about all this.
I mean, my whole world just sort of changed, but...
Hey, it's a lot to take in. Give her a break. She's processing.
Nice that you finally decided to clue her in after all these years.
I'm not atypical.
Yeah, but your boyfriend was.
And I wanted to leave it up to him.
Frankie, lay off.
It's a hard thing to tell someone. You know that, Frankie.
And I thought it would be better for her if she wasn't dropped into this. It's not a ride you can get off.
Dropped in like you were.
Yeah, well, there went that plan.
Look, these two idiots aside, can we do anything to, I don't know, ease your way into the magical land of atypicals? Help you process?
Yeah, after all, we both had to figure it out all on our own. And it was scary, but we don't bite.
Speak for yourself. If you're into that, I mean, if anyone's into that, just generally...
Dude.
Yep.
I just had my world completely flipped upside down by two people I thought I knew fairly well, so now...
Caitlin.
Hey, let her speak.
Sadie?
We just showed up at her door with absolutely no warning and forced her to reevaluate the laws of nature. Give her a second. Sorry, Caitlin, these two yahoos should have had the presence of mind to tell you before now, but no, that would require planning.
Pretty sure they've never heard the word before.
Hey.
Come on, guys.
You brought us here with absolutely no plan whatsoever. You keep disappearing without telling anyone, and you're a mess.
Which one of us?
Both. Honestly, you two boneheads deserve each other.
Yes, there is... I mean, to your question, Frankie, can I see it?
See what, Sunshine?
Your powers. Or is that rude?
No, not at all. Observe.
What are you doing to my toaster?
Fixing it.
Hey, give me back my bread.
Sacrilege.
Is something supposed to... Oh, wow, you're a bread toaster?
Electropath. I can control electrical currents and stuff.
Oh, that's amazing.
You didn't need to use my bread for it.
You burned the whole loaf.
And you?
Oh, yeah, I'm just a normie. No powers, but Ben's part of the club.
What do you do?
Please, don't open the door.
Hey, Ben, it's okay. We won't let anyone take you again. Frankie?
I got him.
What are you guys, the X-Men?
Assemble.
That's Avengers. You sure about this?
Only one way to find out. Get behind me.
Because feeling emotions will really protect me.
Adam, just...
Okay.
It's okay, guys.
We've come to storm the...
Oh my god, we invaded a preschool.
Nice. Everybody, most of you have either met Mark or have heard me talk about him. This is Dr. Bright's brother.
Hi. Sorry about him.
Him is Oliver Ritz, preeminent alchemist. You've probably heard of me. Did we just walk into a party? Do kids play beer pong this early?
Kids?
Oh god, they're... So many of you.
No kidding. Want to take a couple of them off my hands?
Even me?
I don't think our hotel has the space.
That's actually not a bad idea. If you guys are willing to share a bed, it shouldn't be a problem. Unless there's only one bed.
What?
Okay, are we going to see this Beck or what?
Professor Beck?
Yeah, so more things to update you on.
You know him?
Law Professor Beck? My Professor Beck?
Your... Caitlin is his TA.
Oh, well that worked out well, didn't it, Byron?
What's this got to do with Ben getting kidnapped?
So, you know how Caleb and I were missing for 3 days?
Turns out, Oliver is the reason.
Whoa, not me specifically.
And Professor Beck is a part of it. Somehow.
Could someone, at some point, start making really any sort of sense?
Sure, I have a magic book that fucks with time. Sorry, messes with time. How old are these kids?
Well, I think you're the old one.
How dare you?
Okay, him I like.
No.
Excuse me?
That doesn't make sense. People with powers are one thing, but this... So, there's a magic book that fucks with time.
She said the bad word, not me.
And you want to talk to Professor Beck because...
Because he's in the book. Well, his memories are in the book, in a time ghost kind of way. It's sort of complicated.
Doesn't matter. Why are we here? We could have just stayed in Boston if this were a Yale problem.
So the people that kidnapped Ben, I think they're here, and they're part of this whole mystery with the book.
You brought Ben closer to their kidnapper?
Right, so about that, did you guys even go to the police?
Yes, but it didn't help.
So then you just figured you'd Scooby-Doo your way out of this.
It's his solution to everything.
Oh, I'm aware.
Where did you get the book?
Professor Snape.
Professor Blackwell.
Blackwell?
Oh, please tell me you've heard of him and can confirm that he's bad news.
No, I thought I knew all the professors.
Is it weird that I find that very sexy?
Dude.
He doesn't sound familiar.
What the fuck is going on with all your professors?
Caleb, did you and Oliver get anything else from the ledger this morning?
What?
I don't...
Byron, that wasn't information for the class.
I thought we weren't.
Yeah, we weren't. And then I got back, and that totally didn't fly.
Oh, so that's where you went this morning.
Listen.
Uh-oh.
I didn't want to worry you.
Oh, so you figured lying was the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Things have been weird, and I didn't want to get weird.
Shut up. We don't have time for this. Since we are here, ostensibly for moral support, because I still can't fathom a reason why we are needed, other than to clean up the clear mess you've made for yourselves, was there anything actually helpful in the book?
Not about this.
About anything else?
Yet to be determined.
So, the next step is to talk to this, Beck professor.
Should we really drag him into this?
It seems like he already is in this.
And we don't have another choice. We need to figure out what's going on, and he's the only real lead that we have.
He doesn't teach classes on Wednesday. He won't be in his office until later.
Well, he wouldn't have to be there if his TA supervises us, would he?
I thought you wanted to talk to him.
Oh, sure, I do, but it's always nice to get a little background on someone before doing proper introductions.
Oliver.
I don't...
Caitlin, can you help us out? Like, please?
I... Fine.
Oh, goody. So we just, what, all form a line? Single file, like a good preschool class?
Adam, please.
We've got to catch up with everyone.
I can feel you're angry, like really angry.
Not now, Caleb.
A sight we must be, Byron, parading across the quad with our flock of children.
Do you ever stop talking?
Now, children, respect your elders.
No, he does not.
Children? Okay, I'll have you know I'm fully grown.
Oh, that's cute, but until you've spent years of your life deep underground in a cell with no one but a murderer and a vague memory of the sun for company...
What? Are you incarcerated?
Let's just get to the professor's office, okay?
Shut the fuck up. They're already scared enough as it is.
Good. They should be.
So, is this like your everyday life? Zapping toasters and interrogating law professors?
Not exactly. Like, yeah, we have abilities, but we're not superheroes. Honestly, I spend most of my days on the computer. I'm a computer science major, not a weird recluse.
Oh, right. That's cool.
Are you sure you're okay? I know this is all... Well, it's a lot, and it's doubly a lot, because like I said, this kind of drama is not an everyday occurrence.
I'm fine.
Okay. Well, if you're not, I know we don't know each other, but I can be an ear, you know, to listen.
Thanks.
So, you doing okay?
What do you care?
Listen, sorry, I know I was hard on you in Boston. It really is good to see you. I was just trying to look out for him.
He can look out for himself.
I get that you're mad at him, Adam. Me too, but he was just doing the same thing you are.
What?
How long were you in that library?
I was trying to solve something. And by the way, Caleb was with me in that library, so it's totally different than him running off.
Or it's the exact same thing. Listen, I've known you both for a while. This was one of the things between you two. Fighting injustice, taking the responsibility when no one else would. Getting trapped in a fucking time loop and scaring everyone half to death.
We didn't mean to do that last one.
Oh, you didn't?
Sadie, in no world did I think-
No one acts without expectation. So what did you expect?
What's your major again?
Pre-med. But you learn a lot from having a psych major roommate.
And what's your expectation?
Lay off Caleb. We get to be mad at you two. You don't get to be mad at him.
So how you doing?
Not great.
I'm glad you're safe. We were so worried about you.
I know. That meant a lot to me. When I got back to know you'd been looking for me.
Well, yeah. Duh. You're part of the team. How are the feelings? Do you still need help sorting through them?
I don't know.
That's okay. That's totally okay. It's okay not to know. What are you feeling now?
Don't you already know?
I want you to tell me.
I'm scared.
I get that. It must have been scary, but now...
No. I wanted to go to college my whole life. Because I knew I would find people like me. That I wouldn't have to hide who I am. Wouldn't have to pretend that I fit some mold I don't, that I could never fit. I could finally be me after years, years of living in a place that wasn't safe, and then that safe place wasn't safe. And I didn't know why. I didn't know what it was about me or what I had done or who I was. I didn't have any control. At some point I knew that it didn't matter, that it wasn't about me. And that made it worse because it meant there really wasn't anything I could have done. There would never be an answer to why me, because there wasn't an answer. I think it means I won't ever feel safe again. But I guess I'm lucky. I got back. And I won't let this happen to anyone else ever again.
Ben, I'm so sorry. Look, I can help.
No. Don't. The feeling is the only memory I have. Let's just get the bastards.
This is his office?
His classroom. I told you I'm not helping you break into his office.
Huh. It looks not like what I was expecting.
What were you expecting? A sign that said I was in a time journal, AMA?
AMA?
Ask me anything. Oh my god, you really are old.
Byron, the child is making fun of me.
You deserve it. Okay, so when are his office hours? Do we need to send an owl for him?
Owl?
It's Yale, not Hogwarts, despite all evidence to the contrary.
I told you, he doesn't teach today, so he might not even be... Here. He's here.
I'm sorry. Can I help you?
Professor Beck, I can explain.
Caitlin.
Are you Jason Beck?
Yes. Caitlin, can you or Hayes tell me what's going on here? And why are there a bevy of downtrodden students in my classroom? My usually locked classroom. I'm assuming you two are not students.
No, we are not.
And we don't usually hang out with this many children, but dire times.
Dire.
Whoa, what?
Holy shit, you're atypical.
Are you kidding me?
What?
You're getting this, right, Mark?
I was going to be more discreet about it, but yeah.
I'm sorry, who the fuck are you all?
So sorry about this. I know, it's kind of a lot.
We're from BU. Except for Adam and Caitlin, who I guess you know.
Someone's been kidnapping students.
I'm sorry?
Well, student.
Okay, everyone just shut up for a minute. Hi, my name is Mark Bryant. I'm a photographer, which actually doesn't matter here. Me and my friends are, for the most part, atypical.
Except me.
And me.
And me.
Fine, except those three. Have you heard of a Professor Blackwell?
Seamus?
No, Mark, that's not how... Okay, so, A little while ago, Adam told me about some weird stuff he experienced on campus. And then Ben, that's my friend here, they got kidnapped and Adam and I got stuck in a time loop and Oliver heard your time ghost in a book and we're hoping you could help us out.
It's okay if that didn't make sense.
It did, actually. A little.
Really?
You, Ben, was it?
Yeah.
You were kidnapped.
Yeah, but I don't remember anything.
We think whoever took them might have to do with this book we found.
And the mythology club you used to be a part of.
The mythology club? You mean... That was a long time ago.
But you know what we're talking about. So, can you help us out?
I'm not sure. But I may have an idea on how to get more information.
That's it? That was pretty anticlimactic.
Frankie.
I'm just saying, that was some act-out shit.
Act out?
Like, in a TV show.
Oh. So that's it.
What's it? This is ridiculous.
Caitlin.
Oh, how do you turn it off?
Pardon?
Mark?
I don't want to see this.
What's wrong with him?
What's going on?
Mark takes on other people's powers.
You what?
You okay there, Byron?
Usually if I know what I'm dealing with, I don't feel it as much.
Do you need to...
I'll take Mr. Brian outside.
Oh, God, please don't call me that. I'm not that old.
Holy shit.
So you're just gonna use your power, I guess?
I think he already is.
Holy shit.
They were right. You really are one of them.
Professor Beck, why were you in the book? What's going on?
We have bigger problems than that. I know who kidnapped your friend.
College Tapes is brought to you by Luminary and Atypical Artists. The series is written by Lauren Shippen, Brigham Snow, and Megan Fitzmartin. This episode was written by Megan Fitzmartin. In it, you heard the voices of Emily Kirk as Sadie, Zach Barrick as Frankie, Zach Infante as Ben, Brigham Snow as Caleb, Victoria Grace as Caitlin, Alex Gallner as Adam, Andrew Nowak as Mark, Christian Brune as Oliver, and Chris Gardner as Beck. This episode was directed by Lauren Shippen and sound designed by Misha Stanton. The series was sound designed by Misha Stanton and Brandon Grugel. Original score by Evan Cunningham. The College Tapes is produced by Lauren Shippen, Brigham Snow, Lillian Holman, and Evan Cunningham. Thank you for listening, and stay strange.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.